June 29th, 2014, the Feast of the United Hearts, 3 p.m. service at the United Hearts Field. First, I see the United Hearts appear, and there was a banner beneath it that said, United Hearts Triumph and Reign. Then Jesus and Our Lady appeared with their hearts exposed. Blessed Mother said, Praise be to Jesus. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Today, as you commemorate the Feast of Our United Hearts, please realize that all of humanity is under our reign. I address every power and authority seated on earth, every false religion which promotes separatism and violence, every legislator pandering to special interest groups, and all people and all nations. You cannot by free will remove yourselves from the authority who created you. Therefore, being subject to this authority, you will be justly judged accordingly. The responsibility of all in authority is the physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being of those under their charge. You are accountable for the loss of souls on your watch, if, in any way, you contributed to this loss. If you have been assigned as a religious leader through grace, you have an even more profound responsibility. You are responsible for any prayer effort you discourage, any sound devotion you discourage, any attitude disingenuous to your call. A leader can be the head of a family, one chosen to a special vocation such as a priest or someone in a high position politically or in government. Anyone who finds himself in a position of influence is a leader. How you influence those who look up to you is the summation of your response to your duties. Leadership fails when it jealously guards territory and seeks disordered power. Authority is abused when it is presumed that one's position or title is the foundation of truth. Truth is truth and does not change to accommodate any authority in the world. Authority is abused when it is used to control in a disordered way, such as dictatorship, or when it proclaims unjust that which is worthy, such as this apparition sight. Leaders abuse their authority when they compromise truth. I speak now on behalf of our United Hearts. The heart of the world is the sum total of every legal and moral decision. This generation has allowed moral decisions to be framed by legalities. Hence, you have moral degeneration in the heart of the world. This can only be remedied through the light of truth, which heaven affirms here at this site of predilection. Do not waste precious time in listening to unbelievers. Begin to change the world around you through prayer, sacrifice, and by example. Your reputation is earthly and will not follow you into eternity, but your choices between good and evil will. Surrender to holy love in every present moment, and the triumph will be within your hearts. We're listening to your petitions, and grace will come to you to resolve every issue. We're extending to you the blessing of our United Hearts. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 1 through 6. Now, as an elder myself and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as one who shares in the glory to be revealed, I exhort the elders among you to tend the flock of God that is in your charge, exercising the oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you do it, not for sordid gain, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those in your charge, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will win the crown of glory that never fades away. In the same way, you who are younger must accept the authority of the elders, and all of you must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time.